Yesterday, I shared a bit of what's involved in producing this daily devotional and getting it out to the literally millions of people around the world who watch, listen to, or read it every day. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, I'm not sharing this to tell you how good we are. Far from it. We've made plenty of mistakes along the way. No, our boast is in the Lord, in what He's done through Fresh, but even more importantly, in what He's capable of doing in your life. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful. He will give you strength and protect you from the evil one. Now, you have to ask yourself, why does that verse begin with the word but? Well, because of what the Apostle Paul wrote in the previous verse about his ministry of proclaiming the good news of Jesus across the known world, verse 2. And pray that we will be protected from crooked and evil people. Not everyone believes in the Lord, you know. Believe you me, I know. The Small Christianity Works team that produces these fresh devotions that come to you each day has faced huge opposition, persecution in some countries, danger even, setbacks, attacks from the enemy. But the Lord is faithful. He will give you strength and protect you from the evil one. And with everything I am, let me say to you today that that's true in your life as well. No matter what opposition you face, no matter what struggles you're in the midst of, no matter how hard it all seems just at the moment, the Lord is faithful. He will give you strength and protect you from the evil one. That's His word fresh for you today. Friend, there is power in the Word of God. Power to overcome the evil one. Power to overcome opposition. Power to grow in humility and holiness. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.